In our GeoQuiz today, we asked you to name a neighborhood in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's a happening place known for its bohemian cafes and exciting nightlife. The answer is Palermo. That's part of Buenos Aires that's the birthplace of high-tech dance party movements known as Sisek. It's a movement named after a Slovenian philosopher. At its musical heart, though, it's all about cumbia. That's a rhythm originally from Colombia. But Sisek cumbia is something completely different, as you'll hear in this report by Corey Takahashi.
This musical mashup style was concocted by DJs in Buenos Aires, but it's now winning fans around the globe. Grant Duhl is one of the founders of the Sisek movement. He's an expat from San Antonio, Texas. He says people from all over the world are exposed to Sisek parties in the nightclubs of Buenos Aires.
You know, there's 6-foot Swedish girls dancing next to, you know, skinny Argentine artist guys, next to, you know, some African-American guys that are studying abroad, you know, who are dressed in Dallas Cowboy jerseys, next to, you know, beautiful Colombian girls that can't get enough of all the cumbia.
Like jazz or hip-hop, cumbia has traveled far from its geographic origins. So, what used to sound like this...
Yo me llamo cumbia, yo soy la reina, por donde voy...
has turned into this. That's a track from the group Fauna, which is part of the Sisek Party Tour. Federico Rodriguez is a member.
Cumbia is like an international language in all South America. It's like the same code for dancing.
But it's not just South Americans dancing now.
Gives it a whole new life. I mean, this is a sample from the 60s. You know,
Gavin Burnett is introducing Americans to digital cumbia and Sisek-style parties. He got hooked in Buenos Aires, where he first went to attend a study abroad program. Burnett DJs as Oro Once and has co-founded his own record label and parties in Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Yeah, you start working on this stuff, and you can play it out in the clubs next month or even that night if you finish up, so...
And at the end of the day, what's this going to be called?
This is the Busta Bus Cumbia.
Why the name?
Because it's just going to bust up the club, you know?
Digital cumbia's popularity is growing, here in the U.S. and around the world. One of the latest stars of the cumbia remix scene hails from the Netherlands. Sonido del Príncipe gives digital cumbia a European flavor.
Cumbia pushes forward, it goes back, the ideas just flow, and the remixes and the interpretations and the reinterpretations, you know, it's just endless.
Sisek co-founder Grant Duhl says the new digitally altered strains of cumbia may rankle some traditionalists, but he hasn't heard complaints.
Maybe it's because most of my friends are young and open-minded and kind of the internet generation. It's not really about where it comes from, it's about where it's at.
That includes a Sisek tour of North America, going on right now, and a stop at the Coachella Music Festival in California later this month. For the world, I'm Corey Takahashi, Los Angeles.
If you'd like to see for yourself how DJ Gavin Burnett cooks up that digital cumbia, you're in luck. We've got a short video at theworld.org. Our global hits are also available as podcasts. In case you didn't know, you can subscribe at theworld.org/podcasts. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for being with us.